Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm smiling as I say it this week, Tony.
Okay, good.
Smiling. You found Punky Radio. You found Punk Rock Radio. You found Vice Squad. You found Punk Rock Radio.
Turn it up and take control. This is Punk Rock Radio.
You're listening to Surfing Caramba underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vice Squad and Punk Rock Radio from their new album, Punk Rock Radio. This is Punky Radio. It's Punk Rock Radio. Have I said Punk Rock Radio enough yet?
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What a time. Do you know what? I'm going to take this call.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, how are you? Yeah, hi.
Just to remind
us,
you're listening
fine,
to Punky Radio
punky.
Right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Punky Radio.
Yeah, and that was Marv.
He tried phoning me a minute ago, but I just thought,
the man's
I ignored
idiot.
It.
He's got a new song for us. Sorry about that, listeners, but I wanted to take that call so you can all hear. A man responsible for the beds at the end of the show this week is daft enough to ring us up during the making of this great punk rock radio punk rock radio show. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Vice Squad's website?
ViceSquad.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Pawnee Bee and Internet Now. I'm quite pleased Marv rang up. I haven't got a lot to say in this bit.
Okay, good.
I have had a joke through to Comedy Suburbs. If you have a joke, please do email paulieb@punkyradio, tightening your email, Comedy Suburbs. This through from Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
How many immature people does it take to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
Your mum.
Nice.
That's as good as it gets on this week's show. A phone call, punk rock radio, and your mum. Right. No offence, I don't actually mean your... Oh, you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Next up, this is going to really weird you out as well. This is a band, this has come through only in the last week or so, from Voodoo Rhythm Records. And what does Voodoo Rhythm mean?
It means dirty garage.
On a large scale, yeah. It means madness. It means Reverend Beatman. It means he sends us stuff that no one else listens to in the world and he loves. And here's another example of that. Although this band are on tour at the moment, Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle, my friend.
Okay.
Exactly. And now this is, I don't know how to describe this. It's actually, I think, you get two CDs for the price of one here, because you get the new album, which is Tell It To The People, and you also get Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle, Forgotten Million Sellers. Now, I haven't heard anything of Forgotten Million Sellers yet, but it came out, you know, over 10 years ago, and this is the latest tranche of fun. And I can only describe this, Tony, this sort of weird psychedelic blues.
Okay, cool.
And I'd love to say it was the only weird psychedelic blues we were playing on the show this week, but we're playing another one later on as well.
Nice.
What I want to know is, what is Roy and the Devil Motorcycle, sorry, Roy and the Devil's Motorcycles MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle.
It is, it's Tony T, probably be internet now. I don't know what to make of this. This is Henry's Blues. That was Roy and the Devil's Motorcycle and the latest bunch of weirdness from Voodoo Rhythm Records. I'm sorry that I'm a bit flabbergasted by that album. There's not a word you don't hear that word every day on Punky Radio, flabbergasted. But I'm slightly flabbergasted by it because I like it and it's really interesting, but I just don't know what it is.
Okay.
Bit like sex. Now, have you... you're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Good.
Yep, so thanks for your Facebook comments this week. Please do leave us a comment on our wall. Easiest way to do it, go to facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Like our page, leave us a comment. Alternatively, if you're the Google Plus persuasion, do that on there too, gplus.to/ Punky Radio. and we'll read them out. But Google Plus, who knows? But Facebook, please do that straight away. One comment from Emma, Emma Bowditch, who's in a couple, old listener.
Yo, Emma.
Not old, but old listener. Who says, play more Random Hand, they feckin' rock. Was so good to hear from them a few weeks back, which I think was on the TNS special that I did.
Well, that'll be up to you then, Tone. I haven't got that stuff.
Yeah, so
I've got a Random Hand.
Yeah, I think we played them before as well, before that, but or maybe not. But anyway, yeah, so check them out on TNS. It's a great compilation.
And if you are listening, TNS, send us some more Random Hand. That doesn't sound weird.
Another comment from Timothy John Boyle. He posted to say, hi, Paul and Tony. My kids aren't here, so help. How do I add you as friends, and how do I listen to last week's show? To which I quite helpfully responded, you can listen to all past shows at punkyradio.media.com or download direct from our feed at feeds.feedburn.com/punkyradio, which is always good information to have at hand if
that
you are struggling.
That's good information, Anton.
And he responded saying, thanks. You probably have not realised my profile pic. This is the same person, the photo of Paulie B and Paul B, and his brother at your gig last year. Funky Raider t-shirt makes me look fat, old and bold. Thank you very much, Timothy.
It isn't the t-shirt that's doing it, Tim. But yeah, it's very nice to hear from you after a long break. Heard from your brother last week as well. It was a long time no hear, you two. I hope you're enjoying life.
And that's it for Facebook comments.
Well, in that case, then, let's play something nuts. Cool. This is from the new album from Demented Are Go, Tony.
Nice.
Welcome back to Insanity Hall, that there was a bit of a discussion about the other week, because some fool had uploaded all their album.
Oh, yeah.
And I got angry about it, said everybody buy it. It's a great album. This is another great... We played Heads on Poles. Obviously, I can pick a single, Tony. You might remember Ghostface Killer by the Dead 60s, which I said this ought to be a single, and they made it a single. Mm. We played Heads on Poles. I think it's the first track we played off the album. It's only the new single, mate, but we're not playing that right now. We're playing another great track of it. This is great. This is Engine Trouble.
Radiated blown, engine trouble, and I got
Scraper. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Indeed, a far better job than I'm doing at talking. That is from the new Demented I'll Go album. You need it in your lives. It's one of the best albums they brought out, I think. It's absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/DementedArgo.
No, facebook.com/official.DementedArgo. They always have to put official before the stuff they do, because I think a lot of other people sort of try and be DementedArgo, and it gets really, really very annoying. But yeah, official.DementedArgo. There's another weird Facebook page later on in the show as well. Everything's sort of matching up with everything else. But in fact, I'll tell you right now that tracks 5 and 6, if played on top of each other, sound a bit like the track you just heard. So anyway, did you do anything last week?
We had a skip day, smash up the kitchen floor and put in a skip.
Someone did something last week, didn't they, Tony?
Yeah, Bill did. I didn't do it.
Bill did, yeah. Fair play to Bill. He's destroyed. Is that a kitchen? What was that, a kitchen?
That was the kitchen, yeah. He smashed the shit out of it in about four hours.
Smashed the shit. In how long?
4 hours.
He must have arms like Garth.
It's awesome.
Well done, Bill. He is awesome. And if you're one of Tony's Facebook friends, and if not, add him. You can see this photograph. It's really quite impressive just how much destruction that man managed to do in but 240 minutes. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I know my 4x table. 4x60. I don't remember having to go that far. I think I stopped at 12.
Anyway.
So, did you do anything else?
No. Did you do anything at all?
Yeah, when it was low.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right. The northernmost city I've ever been to, Tony. It's an absolutely fabulous place. All the people there walk into each other for no apparent reason. I think it's because they're not in touch with their sensitive sides and they don't like hugging, but they need physical contact, so they just bump into you all day around town. It's really weird. And beer is £10 a pint.
Blimey.
So that's certainly not the reason they're bumping into each other, because they're all sober during the day. At night, what a great place. I had such a good time. A few incidents I can perhaps mention.
Okay.
I rediscovered my interest in flashing my nipple at people.
I never knew that you'd forgotten that one.
Yeah. I haven't done it much. I haven't done it much in years, but it does surprise people. I went to an alternative 80s night on Thursday night in a place called Rockefeller in downtown Oslo. And really, really great music, really good fun. I was drunk enough to dance.
Okay.
And the reason that I wanted to dance is I was using dancing to learn Norwegian. So I would learn some words in Norwegian and then make a dance about them.
Okay.
And I would sing it as I was dancing it. This all made sense to me. So while I'm busy flashing my nipple at passers-by and singing the following: Trek, shiv, frukt, ok, grunt. Do the okra. Do the okra. Trek, shiv, frukt, ok, grunt. Do the okra. Do the okra. Which meant pull, push, fruit and veg. Do the all right. Do the all right.
Shiv means push.
Yeah, like shove.
Oh, right. I thought shiv is in like a shiv, what they call a knife in jail.
Yeah. That
nice.
Would be a push. That would be... They wouldn't be walking into each other if that's how they shivved. Yeah. Yeah, trek means pull, shiv means push. I've learned that. Fruktogrunt is fruit and veg. And nice. I'd point at my my special area when I said fruktogrunt. I wish you could see the movements. Obviously, pull was a pulling motion. Push was a pushing motion. Do the okrop was a thumb up one way, thumb up the other. It was really quite a dance. It was a Euro disco sensation that no one else was at all joining in with. But the doorman had noticed me. And when I was waiting to leave, and my friend Linda was in the bathroom, the door walked over and said something to me in Norwegian, and I said, "Inshall ye kan ikke snakke norsk," which of course means, "I'm sorry, I don't speak Norwegian." He then said, "Oh right, are you planning on staying?" And I said, "No, I'm just waiting for my friend, and then we're going." And he said, "Good choice."
Oh really?
Good choice. Yeah, it's really nice. Went, yep, no problem. I'm out of there. Next night, I bumped into Tom, who's a guy. This is suddenly going to be a long story now. I'm not going to do it all in one go. Next night, I bumped into my friend Tom that I've met in Sardinia October before last. Mm. And he runs a little label called Compost Modern Art. And if you might remember, he introduced me to a band called Crash Normal, who is completely nuts, and we've played them on the show a few times. He said, "Fancy going to a gig? I'm not sure you'll like it. In fact, I'm not sure I'll like it. But it's only a fiver to get in, and that includes food." Well, I'm in. £5 in and food. So I get in there. The first thing you do is take your shoes off. It's in an apartment. It's not in a venue. It's in a huge apartment. Take your shoes off. Pay your 50 kroner, say £5. Get a lovely plate of what they call punk stew, which is just various vegetarian bits and bobs, but really, really nice. Then sat down with a can of lager and subjected myself to an hour of ambient noise in a row without a break. Basically, for me to do an impression of it was like this. For an hour. No one did anything.
Sounds
no
good.
One said anything. No one clapped. Everyone stared. And then when that bloke finished, we found out there was another bloke coming on, so we fucked off. Because he was doing more of the same.
So he's the warm-up.
Sorry?
He was just the warm-up. The main event.
He was the warm-up, yeah. But apparently he was better than the last bloke.
All right.
Yeah, so I'll tell you about what happened the next night after the next two songs. We're playing two songs in a row now. Listen out for Restless, but first up, we've got a band. I haven't heard from this band in a while. And hi to Keith Grave of Connecticut, which is in the US of A, of course, who's in a band called Found Dead in a Trunk, who we played years ago. Haven't heard anything from them for ages, and then just went around the punky P.O. box. There's a CD waiting for me. It's Found Dead in a Trunk, so we're going to play a track now. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/FoundDeadInATrunk.
It is. Tony 3, probably being Internet 1. This is Corpse Fishing.
The smartest peanut in the turd.
Well, I'm lonely. Yes, I'm lonely. Well, I'm lonely since you've been gone. Yes, I'm lonely. Yes, I'm lonely. Well, I'm lonely since you've been gone.
searching here, searching there. I've been looking everywhere, but I'm lonely. Yes, I'm lonely. Well, I'm lonely since you've been gone. Since you've been gone, yeah. Well, I can hardly sleep all week at night, looking out into the pale moonlight, hoping that tomorrow brings a better day of all the things. Cause I'm lonely, yes, I'm lonely. Well, I'm lonely since you've been gone. Well, I'm lonely, yes, I'm lonely. Well, I'm lonely since you've been gone. Looking like the forgotten guy, reaching out, you know I call your name. Knowing things will never be the same. But I'm lonely. Yes, I'm lonely. Well, I'm lonely since you've been gone. Since you've been gone.
Was Restless, Tony, and You've Been Gone from their new album Sounds Like Restless. We played one track of that the other week called Pendolina Special, and that is You've Been Gone. Great album, some great cover versions on there as well, and thanks very much to Rob from the band for sending that through. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Restless' website?
Do they have one?
No. Well done, you're getting the point.
Oh.
Tony Four, poorly being the internet one. I thought I was going to fool you there. Well remembered. Yeah, there isn't an official website for Restless. If you just type in Restless Band into the old internet, you'll find out stuff about them. I really think someone needs to run a website for them, because yeah, they do kick, and they have new albums out and they're doing things, but they just seem to sort of leave stuff to whichever label brings out their stuff. They leave them to do the publicity for, which is fair enough. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar legend? Just before you start.
Yep.
When I got to Norway, the first bar I went to that horrified me by its prices was called the Nighthawks Diner. Nice. And there's a poster on the Nighthawks Diner for a band playing in Oslo next week. And that band are The Movements, who we played on the show the other week, a band from Sweden. What are the chances?
No.
So I saw, and it's a band we played on the show. So, anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club, still on Denmark Street in London. There's something on every night, but I'm just going to read the weekends out as per usual. So here we go. Friday, 20th of April, Tankus the Henge, Felix Hagen and the Family, Green River Rock Band, and Tommy Hayes Slim Pickings. It's a Tankus the Henge presents Last Days.
Right.
There you go. How much do you think it is on a Friday night?
£6.
It is.
Although I'm confused.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a feeling I won't be confused by Saturday, though.
Okay. Saturday 21st of April. We have Resurrex, Howling Wolfman, the Holy Hack Jacks, and more to be announced. It's a London Calling night.
Yeah, but it's also Psychobilly Surf and Rock and Roll by London Calling, and I've been invited to this event, and I was on the verge of going, but I now have a gig in Chester.
Ah, right.
Resurrection, an excellent live band, and I actually have spent some time drunk on a beach with the lead singer and Daniel DeLeon. Insane.
How much thing it is then, seeing as you might even know?
£6?
Eight.
Eight? I'm not surprised, actually. It is. It's a bigger show than usual.
And final on Sunday night, Cordelia Fellows and Adam Kidd and more to be confirmed. How much do you think it is on a Sunday night?
Fiver.
£6.
Six again. Oh, I've done badly this week.
One out of three. Right,
so that's it.
That's it.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar. But I have more gig information, my friend.
Okay.
Because Alien Sex Fiend are doing some gigs. First time in a couple of years. They're doing some gigs. They're playing in Spain, they're playing in Germany, and they've got two English gigs. One in July at the Vintage Festival, when they're on, I think it's Friday the 13th of July, when they're on a Friday the 13th special with The Damned.
Nice.
Which will be a right gig. And then they're doing Whitby Goth Weekend on November the 3rd as well. And I may even try and get to that. I don't know yet. But yeah, really, really pleased they're playing. So pleased, in fact, that I'm going to play a track by them now. Before I do, what is Alien Sex Fiend's website?
AlienSexFiend.com?
No, nowhere near, actually. It's asf-13th13thmoon.demon.co.uk, which makes it Tony 4, Boy of the Internet 2. This is from an album that came out in 1992 called Open Head Surgery. So what's that, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Jesus. Doesn't sound like it. Wow, it sounds like it was yesterday, Tony. And if you play Restless on top of Alien Sex Fiend, it sounds a bit like Demented Argo that we just heard, which was the thing that I, you know, made reference to beforehand. Not to say that Demented Argo are twice as good as these bands, just if you, that Restless got quite a clean sound. Alien Sex Fiend definitely haven't, and Demented Argo are halfway between, if you see what I mean. This is the last track of the album. Quite a lot of the songs on here are quite long. I really like the first one, Clockwork Banana, Banana Moon. But it's a little bit long to play on the show, so I picked this one instead. This is Bone Boogie.
I ain't seen a high
Smacktard.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, so I'm just going to tell you a little bit more about last week, because in Oslo, the last thing I did of any sort of major interest, Linda, that I was staying with, there was she had a party at her house. Because what the Norwegians do, they tend to stay in and drink before they go out, because it's so expensive to drink when they go out, so they go out late.
Mm.
And we were planning to go to see a Zydeco rock and roll band, and it got to 11:30, and we were all still in the apartment, the flat, and we were all leathered, properly leathered, and I'd been subjected to a dance that's sweeping Oslo called the prawn or the shrimp, which involves laying on the floor and scissoring, sort of dying fly style. And thank you very much to Philip, who was there, for introducing me to that particular dance. I didn't have the energy to do it. I've hardly got the energy to do the toll. We eventually got out, and we got to see the band, and we all didn't realise how drunk we all were, and we all sort of got separated from each other, and I got thrown out.
Oh.
Yeah, but I wasn't the only one. Other people had been thrown out before me that were with our party. Basically, the door staff clearly didn't want us in there. They let us pay 15 quid each to get in, and then spent the next hour and a half getting rid of us again. And so, yeah, I was thrown out for being too drunk. And again, the doorman walked over. I nipped outside for some fresh air, where I bumped into Tom again. And while I was outside, the doorman walks over and says, Scooty Booty Boo, should Ochrot Scooty Boo. And I went, yeah, can it knock your nose? And he went, all right, you've had too much to drink, you're not coming back in. And I said, if I'd had too much to drink, how could I tell you in Norwegian that I can't speak Norwegian? Right. That confused him somewhat. But I did also notice that he had very nice hair that almost looked like a wig. And apparently, he let me back in to say goodbye to people, and people were leaving anyway, it was fine. But when I walked past again, I apparently said to him, in my best English, fuck off, you've got a stupid wig. So I'm not sure whether I'll be allowed back in there. Yeah, should I go back? I did find out the next day, though, what is, ooh, you've got nice hair, in Norwegian.
Okay.
So I can say that the next time. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So fin du er på høyre. I'll say it again. So fin du er på høyre, which actually doesn't, it's not, the sentence structure is not the same as you've got nice hair. It actually says, so fine you are on the hair, which is a really dodgy line in English. So fin du er på høyre. I love speaking Norwegian, it's really silly. So yeah, anyway, that happened. Are you doing anything this week?
No, just, you know, the usual cracking the whip, house stuff, work stuff,
smashing stuff up, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I've got the runners up final of my new act competition on Thursday night at the Engineers Arms in Henlow, which I'm very much looking forward to. Henlow is a small place in Bedfordshire. If you type in Engineers Arms and Henlow, H-E-N-L-O-W, you'll find out all about the show. Should be around. Please do come down. At the moment, I'm off on Friday, and then I've got a gig in Chester on Saturday. That's that. One last thing about Oslo last week was when I flew back with Norwegian Airlines. And did you see that thing about the Virgin Airways plane getting stuck at Gatwick?
Is that the bomb threat?
I'm not sure what it was.
There was a bomb threat on a plane and it got grounded or something, or diverted to an airport. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that was diverted onto the runway that my plane was waiting to come down on.
Ah, right.
So I had to wait in the sky for an hour while they evacuated everyone off the plane. Oh, for God's sake. Really, really annoying. So yeah, anyway, that was it. I will be going back to Oslo in June. In fact, I've just got a gig there.
All right, nice one.
I'm going to be doing a gig there, yeah, which I will tell you more about in the future. But I've certainly never played in Oslo before. That's about it. You're not doing anything. I'm doing that. Here's the next song. This is more, I don't know whether I'm calling this psychedelic blues or not, but it's my friend Hazel's band, and she works in Farley Salon with Felix, my mate Felix Hammerboy, and she handed me a CD the other day and said, do you think you can play anything off there? So I went, I'll give it a listen. This could very easily be on Voodoo Rhythm Records, but after Boom Boogie, we can settle down a bit, settle back, get yourself a nice whiskey and some sort of cheroot, and enjoy Insomniac Jack.
Took as much as I can take. I've only got 10 minutes till the start of a brand new fucking day. Insomniac Jack. Insomniac Jack. Insomniac Jack.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And thank you, Project Marv, because people have already heard me talking to Project Marv at the start of the show. Which I'll have to phone him back after and say, what are you doing? He's got a track for us to play, a fantastic ska track, but he didn't have it in time for the show, so he's probably ringing to tell me that he's now got it. But that's a fat lot of good, isn't it? Unless he's going to sing it over the phone.
Exactly.
Now, what's the Finger Choppers website?
Thefingerchoppers.co.uk?
No, they're way, way too new a band to have a website. This is the first thing they've done. If you type Finger Choppers into Facebook, you will be able to find Finger Choppers events. That's about as much as we've got at the moment, which makes it Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 3. This is a bit closer than I was expecting. And yes, again, not really sure what to say about that other than I like it. It's a little bit different to what we normally play on the show in that it is quite slow, but I think quite nice, sort of deep down, vaguely psychedelic swamp blues, I suppose.
Nice.
Yeah. Now then, have you got a twat?
No.
That's a bugger, isn't it? Do you want to tell people?
Yeah, 2012, year of the twat. But I should be surfing on a tsunami of twat, but I find myself not. So please do email me your twats. Anything will do. Someone you know, someone you've seen, just could be someone in the fame, someone famous, someone you've seen, someone you know, anything. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. All twats received with thanks. Every email responded to. Get me emailing me now.
Yeah, come on. My life's full of twats, but I don't feel I should be doing them every week. So let's have some of yours, please.
Yeah.
Also, there's still another week to enter the fabulous competition that we set up last week.
Oh yeah.
So you have another. Well, you've got another 5 days, basically. If you want to know about the competition, you'll have to listen to last week's show. But the giveaways are fantastic. There's a Skids box set, a UK Subs box set, Ramones box set, limousine album, limousine t-shirt, objects t-shirt, limousine fanzine, Healthy Junkies album, Grand Reserve, a single, I think that's it, isn't it? But it's a huge prize.
Mm.
And make sure you do enter. You'll have to listen to last week's show to find out how. I could do the question again, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Because I'm doing the question differently now. Which capital city have I just been to?
Nice.
The question last week was, which capital city am I about to go to? So, which capital city have I just been to? If you'd like a chance to win those CDs, send your email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, competition or CD competition or anything like that, sort of competition thing.
Yeah, mention competition probably in it.
Mention the competition. There was a lot of punk rock radio at the start. There's a lot of competition at the end. And maybe you could just very briefly mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on 3 different internet stations. We're on hussiskunk.com, that's HUSSISKUNK. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which is TalkSuperstation.com. And finally, we're on Pudunk, which is Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com.
Well done. Time for the last track. We're back on solid punky radio ground here with some classic old school street punk from a band called Wasted Life, and this is album came through on STP Records. Thanks very much, Stuart, for sending that through. And this album is called It Means Nothing When You're Dead, and we played one track off it last week, but we're going to play another one. I'm sorry, week before last. We're going to play another one this week. Absolutely brilliant. What I want to know is, what is Wasted Life's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/WastedLife.
No, myspace.com/wastedlife77. I've pulled a drawer out of the bag here. This is Bad Habits.
Hi,
Wasted Life, Tony. That's a classic track. My apologies if some of my chat's been a little garbled this week. I haven't had a lot of time to get the show together this week, as I'm sure you can appreciate, what with me being all over the place and all that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Next week's show should be more organised. Should be more organised. But I can never promise anything, really. I'm in the recording studio on Sunday, mate.
Are you?
Yeah,
oh, nice one.
Going in with Scourge to do some
Your stuff or their stuff.
Yeah, to do some of my album stuff.
Nice.
I might do a song with the Scourge as well for their album. I'm not sure yet if we have time.
If you ever need a guest guitarist, you know, just give me a shout. Good say.
Well, like the guitarist is the guy who's done most of the work for me.
Oh yeah, good point.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, yeah, of course, Tony. If we needed the Scourge without the main bloke in the Scourge who writes all the songs and does the guitar, and they decide to change the name to The Hearn, The Hearnge,
I like it.
Then you'll be the first man to know. Listen, stop mucking about and mention iTunes, will you?
Yeah, please do leave us an iTunes review. A few reviews make a massive difference, so please do it if you haven't already. Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. We'll open up the music store page with our page on it. Log in, room reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me your review, tony@funkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
Well done. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Yeah. No! You. Apoog. Apoog.
Bunch of guns, yeah.